during the war, planes come from Filton, downwind across the road, and the pom-pom guns was going boom, 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 all behind him, chasing him down.
And he sat on top of the shelter watching it. And his mother the came Anderson in Airy and gave him a good idea and said, get in that shelter, because she was frightened for him, but he didn't care. He was just sat on top of the shelter. But you know, there was the big raid on Bristol. Henry's sister was born in that raid, and Henry had to go as a little boy running through the streets of Southmead with all this going on up in the sky to fetch his Auntie Liz, who lived in East Sea Road, because Mum was in the house just getting on with her baby.
I only let this run down, there was the guns going every. And that's when Filton got bombed.
I was beside the school near the caretakers. I had an upset stomach. And of course, them days, all the school toilets had entrances from out in the playground. And I came out of the toilet, and everybody had gone to the shelters. And I watched this 50-bomber raid coming over Bristol in the daylight. They had put a Polish squadron of probably Spitfires. Those six went up amongst those 50 bombers, which were over Bristol at the time, and knocked seven bells out of them. They never made the works. And I also remember standing there watching it. Of course, the shrapnel that came down mostly wasn't the damage of aircraft or bombs. It was mostly our ACAC and stuff that was coming down. Then we'd get, if you got a bit of shrapnel, collected a bit of shrapnel, sometimes it was hot when you picked it up.
Of course, we moved in 1938, the war started in 1939, and they constructed an Anderson shelter in the back, and they dug a big pit, built the Anderson shelter, put all the soil over the top. You used that to grow marrows and things like that.
I got the blame on our shelter. What happened is that there was a clang in the night. And the next morning I got a rocket because I was supposed to have chopped a cabbage off that was growing on top of the shelter. But it was a piece of shrapnel because I took it out in the end. The shrapnel had taken the cabbage off.
Every night we'd have to go down in the shelters. And a funny story, my mother was very deaf. The sirens went, you know, oh, terrible noise. We all drifted down to the shelter, forgot about our mother. We were coming back to our house in the pitch black dark across the road. I said, Mum, where are you going? She said, I just heard the siren. I said, that was the all clear. And she was going back down to sit in the shelter on her own.
The council obviously put them in for you. You were underground. You went down three or four steps and had a candle. And it was very scary because you could hear planes going over and you could hear bombs. You could hear bombs being dropped. We came up from the area shelter to find that all our doors of our council house and the windows were all blown in, and there had been a bomb dropped in Crawford Road. A massive crater was there. But it was a shock to come back to find it. My mum was crying, you know, that our house had been hit like that. Sometimes if we could hear the area sirens, we didn't always have time to get to the shelter. Our mum and I would go under our dining table and just hide under the table. We would have been injured, if not killed.